With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States is actively working to locate and free Americans missing in the Israeli-Hamas conflict.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the Biden administration is focused on the roughly 10 unaccounted for Americans.
It is literally an hour-by-hour effort here at the White House and at the State Department to find out where these folks are.
Last week, an American mother and her daughter were released by Hamas, thanks in part to involvement from the Israeli and Qatari governments.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those calling for a ceasefire don't understand what's at stake for Israel.
A ceasefire, there's lots of talks of a ceasefire. A ceasefire, understand this, is the death of the state of Israel. Death of the state, that means Hamas gets away with murdering 1,500 of our citizens. It means we go back to the status quo ante.
Oren says a ceasefire now would send a wrong message to groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, as well as to Iran, that they can attack Israel and pay no price. Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans have picked Tom Emmer of Minnesota as their nominee for House Speaker as they try for a third time to fill the top leadership position and get Congress back to work. Emmer jumped out in front of private balloting as the top vote-getter among a list of mostly lesser-known congressmen for Speaker. Powerful position, second in line to the presidency. Georgia's Supreme Court rejecting a lower court ruling that the state's restrictive abortion law was invalid, leaving limited access to abortions unchanged in that state, at least for now. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher throughout today's session. The Dow is up 208 points and the NASDAQ adding 94. This is SRN News. A leading American ministry is planning a big gathering.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will organize an international evangelism convention in the spring of 2025. The European Congress on Evangelism will be held in Berlin and will welcome hundreds of leaders and representatives from all over the continent. Every poll indicates that Christianity is fading away in Europe, and it's hoped the gathering will spark a wave of evangelism that will turn the tide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General has filed a lawsuit to stop what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious school. Jetner Drummond filed that lawsuit with the state Supreme Court against the Oklahoma statewide virtual charter school board. The state constitution specifically prohibits the use of public money or property from being used directly or indirectly for the use or benefit of any church or system of religion. This is SRN News. Washington State Senator Jeff Wilson runs afoul of Hong Kong's gun laws.
He's been arrested in Hong Kong for carrying a gun not registered in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. His website and local media report Wilson is out on bail following a court appearance. Wilson was arrested over the weekend after landing at Hong Kong International Airport, traveling with his wife on a five-week Southeast Asia vacation. Wilson calls it an honest mistake, says he expects the situation to be resolved shortly. Rich Thomason reporting.
County commissioners in Lubbock County, Texas, have voted to ban transporting another person on its roads to receive an abortion. The commission voting 3-0 Monday to declare itself a sanctuary county for the unborn, making it the largest of 4 Texas and 2 New Mexico counties to approve the ordinance. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.